Hello everybody, welcome back to our daily podcast on the Buddhist Centre Online, coming from Adisthana and the 2014 Sri Ratna International Council. Here we are, Dasani and myself, Chandradasa, with our special guest star, Chandrangsu.
Yay.
Hello, how are you?
Welcome, Chandrangsu. Now, Chandrangsu is here from Mexico, and I've known him for quite a number of years, on and off. We met a long time ago, and here we are. Meeting again. How is it to be back in Britain?
It feels like being at home, actually.
Yeah?
Feels quite good, yes.
How long since you've been here?
Probably 10 to 11 years since my last time here.
But you did some training here, didn't you, in the past?
Yes, quite an extensive and intense training.
Yeah. How long were you here?
I was here for 5 years and a half, from 98 to 2003.
And so you are here to... Why are you at the International Council? Who are you representing?
Well, I was invited by Vajranatha and Mokshananda to come over to represent the movement strand, represent the Latin America movement strand. That's why I'm here.
Yeah. When they asked you, what did you think?
Well, I had some certain reservations because I hadn't been so involved in the movement life. Even though it made sense because I founded a new Buddhist center in Querétaro City. So it made sense that I would come representing the movements. Hmm. And I should say that it's all this, International Council meeting is quite new to me. So in a sense, I'm here to learn what the International Council meeting is about. And from that, well, probably I'll be able to contribute and to bring relevant information to my area.
Yes. So I'm actually interested in what is your kind of practice life like in Mexico? What are you bringing with you to this meeting?
Well, obviously, I would bring over a wider view about the whole of Tirana, the college, the order and the movement. What I usually do back in Querétaro City is teaching. I teach Buddhism. I teach in accordance with Bhante's presentation of the Dharma. And I teach yoga also. Yes. Plus, I've been involved in some work, like I've been in interfaith meetings in Querétaro. So I've been trying to give the Buddhist perspective on some, social issues.
Great.
So that's why I've been doing. Okay.
So this is the first time that you've been at an international council meeting?
Yes.
Yeah? And what percentage of people are you meeting here for the first time? This is us meeting for the first time on this meeting.
Yes.
Yeah? Although you and Chandradas have known each other of old. But many new people here for you?
Yeah, well, many new people I'm meeting this time. Like Damarati, I hadn't met him before.
Okay, yeah.
Basically people from other area of the movements. Well, I had met Indian people, but not in this context. I hadn't met people from Australia. I've been getting more of an acquaintance with the North American Order, as I'm a part of a virtual chapter where we meet, with order members from the United States. So,
oh, that's interesting.
It's good.
Because you had a North American convention in Mexico a couple of years ago.
That was, I think, October 2012.
So building on that a wee bit then?
Yes. Well, building connections, obviously.
Yeah.
That's what I will bring back with me to Mexico. Mm-hmm. A stronger connection with people, obviously.
Mm-hmm. So how have you found it so far? We've had, this is day two of the meeting. It feels like we've had so much to talk about.
This is like a week long, right?
It's been a week long already.
Yes. Well, I'm finding it quite good. Obviously, as I've said, I was just telling Shantinak, I feel like a hippie in sandals, landing into an executive meeting. but yeah, I mean, I'm kind of learning, as I've said. I'm learning what's this about, and hopefully I'll be able to come out with a good contribution.
I like the idea of this meeting as a bunch of hippies in the sandals.
Behaving like executives.
Having an executive meeting.
Yeah.
He said wearing his vegetarian shoes, sandals.
So could I ask you, does this feel like an international meeting, like an international gathering to you?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yes. it really brings a wide view of what's going on out there, especially because of the ritual we did yesterday, where we were, you know, putting pins into a map, mm-hmm. representing the three strands, the college, the order, and the movement strand, with these three color pins. So yeah, obviously it feels very international.
And hearing people making dedications in their own language.
Obviously, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how do you think, when you go back to Mexico, do you think in a way people will be receptive to this kind of excitement of an international meeting? Is there much perspective in Mexico on the whole kind of internationality of the order or of the movement?
Oh yeah, definitely. I think many people, when I mentioned that I would come, all the members and mitras were very, very enthusiastic about the idea, and I'm sure they're looking forward to me sharing with them what's been going on here.
Cool. Now, I know this is a ridiculous question, but I'm going to ask you anyway. So even though this is only day two, if you had to fly home tonight, what was the one thing you would take back to the Mexico Sangha about the International Council?
What would be the one thing? I guess that we are making our best effort to bring together all the different strands and to create a stronger sense of collaboration between all the different organisms, all the different units that constitutes our movement worldwide at a global scale. I think that's what we're about.
Brilliant.
That's a good answer. I could at that point say our work is done, but we've got another 6 days to
do. No, we don't need to interview anybody else.
That was really good.
Well, it's very good to hear a voice from Mexico as part of this meeting. And there are other voices from Mexico, one of whom we will be talking to later in the week, Nyan Dakini. Meanwhile, thanks very much to Chandransu for taking the time to come and talk to us, and to Dasani, as usual. And we'll see you again tomorrow for another podcast from the lovely Adastana. Bye for now.
Catch you later.
Thank you. Goodbye.